And we're going to read through verse number 25 tonight. Struggle with sin within. The struggle with sin within. Every person struggles with sin within. A child of God, you struggle with sin within. A man tell me he's been several months without sin in his life. Boy, he'd be eat up pretty bad, I would think. We, as born-again believers tonight, we struggle with sin within. And there's only, man, it's just the blood of Jesus. It's blood of Jesus. We struggle with stuff daily. And as we get here, Paul is coming here in the book. And what I want to show you tonight is what goes on within. Can I get a witness tonight? Just sit there. Yes. Man, that struggle within. Man, I don't want to do this. Why am I doing it? I don't want to go down. Why am I doing what I'm doing? I'm sitting in church and a thought's come through my mind that shouldn't be there. Man, I'm loving Jesus. I'm praising Jesus. And then something just comes in my head. I'm like, what's going on? Brother Eric, we talked that the other night. Man, we talked that the other night in the van. And y'all knew, I knew I was coming here. Didn't know when, but I was coming. I don't want to do them things. I don't want to think that mess, but why do I think that? Why instead of thinking good toward a brother when I see him doing wrong, I think bad? Why do I do this? And Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Who's going to deliver me from this body? And, oh, it's only Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been there? I want to talk to you for a moment. Have you ever been there? Man, everything's going good and you're loving Jesus. You're reading your Bible. You're singing. You're shouting. And man, it's just a good time. And all of a sudden something come in your head and you're like, where'd that come from? Or you do something, you said, man, I shouldn't have done that. You listen to something, you said, I shouldn't have listened to that. You see, not only the lost world struggles with stuff, but a saved man and woman, boy or girl, they struggle with sin too. And we have to get it under control. We can never control sin. All we can do is confess sin. You understand that, don't you? We can't control it. All we can do is confess it. He said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this morning, this afternoon, there's nothing we can do about it but confess it and move on. The problem we see in our lives, though, is we try to deal with it and not confess it and turns into a mess. Romans 7:14, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. The struggle with sin within. And Paul says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For that I would, that do I not. But what I hate, man, there it is. That do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, yeah, whew, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Paul said, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Oh, but he said, I see another law in my members. It's warring against the law of my mind. And it brings me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God. Oh, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Father, we love you and we thank you. Oh, I thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you that he lives inside of us. He's our comforter. He's our guide. Lord, I thank you this afternoon, Father, for your word and how it leads us and it guides us and it directs us. Lord, I pray this afternoon that as we look within, we see that struggle that we have with sin and we must confess it and get things right as a born-again believer. Lord, a saved person deals with sin. Oh, but we deal with it different than a lost man. Lord, we confess our sin. Father, we confess it and we allow you to work in our lives. Lord, the first time I ever confessed my sin is the time you saved me. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for washing my sin away. Lord, I pray this afternoon as we study the portion of your words, I pray you guard my throat. I pray you guard my thoughts, my mind, everything that I would say. Let it be nothing about me, but all about you. Father, whoever it is tonight that might be struggling, Lord God, Lord, I pray tonight they get to a place in their life that they quit struggling and start trusting you. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I praise you tonight for you are worthy tonight. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The struggle with sin within. Paul, I want you to get this tonight. Paul, the man that wrote 13 books of the Bible under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, wrote that even he struggled with sin. Even believers have sin in their lives, and we must have to confess it because that struggle with sin produces struggles in our lives. I want to look at four areas tonight as we look into this book tonight of where we struggle with sin within and how we do struggle and where it is in our life tonight. If I went around this room tonight, we all have different sin that we struggle with. But you know what? Tonight, sin. Amen? Hey, tonight, sin. What may not be a big deal in my life toward to you, hey, I want you to know when I'm dealing with it in my life, it becomes a big deal. And we look tonight, and we will tonight, in verse number 14. The first thing I want to look at tonight is the conflict that's within. That conflict that is within a believer tonight. Well, tonight, we're talking about a born-again child of God. And when that conflict comes to the inside of you and to every believer, it will. When you first get saved, you're washed clean and you're washed white and whiter than snow, and man, how good it feels. But as you walk that Christian life and as you keep going on, there's a little something that comes on the inside, and it starts wanting to chip away at your joy, your peace, your mercy that God's given you. And I want you to know they become a conflict in your life. Look what he says tonight in verse 14. Paul says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin." That carnal man, that he craves sin. You know tonight that the carnal man, not the spiritual man, but the carnal man, that part of you tonight that craves sin. Hey, you long for that sin and you long for that in your life. You say, "Preacher, what's wrong with that conflict that comes to the inside?" You know, for a saved man tonight, that conflict that comes to the inside, we can't do what we used to do. Amen? Hey, we can't keep doing what we used to do. There becomes a conflict. There's a new man living inside, though carnal man. He wants to raise his head up tonight. And you say, "Preacher, what goes on in the life of a believer?" There becomes a conflict, and there becomes a war on the inside of a man. He said that carnal man, he craves sin. But look with me in verse number 18 tonight. That carnal man, he has nothing good within. Hey, Paul said here in verse number 18, "For I know that in me," friends tonight, "that in me tonight, that in you tonight, that there's nothing good in me tonight. Hey, my righteousness is as filthy rags. There's nothing good inside of me tonight but the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Tonight, I want you to know, hey, in our mind, there's a war going on. In our heart tonight, there's a war going on. And there's a conflict in belief. Believers tonight, and I want you to know, when we study this book and we read in the book of Romans, he says, "For you saved by grace," all the way through here, "for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And if I had eternal life tonight, in which I do, man, I ought not have to be warring with sin. I ought to be on the mountaintop all the time. Hey, but tonight we got a little adversary tonight, and his name is Satan, and he wants us to have conflict on the inside. He wants to bring up your past. He wants to bring up what you've done. He wants to bring it up. And if we're not careful tonight as born again believers, we'll get to a place in our life that we'll look at other people's sin and we won't look at our own sin. Hey, but Paul says here, "For I know there's nothing good in me tonight." Amen. He says tonight that conflict that is within, the carnal man that craves sin, in verse 18, the carnal man has nothing good within. "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." You ever been there? You know what to do, but you find yourself not doing it. "I know what to do. Man, I know where to be. I know what to do. I know what not to do, and I know what to do. But to find the will to do it, sometimes I do what I'm not supposed to do." And you do too. We all do. We all do. We get to that place and there's a conflict within. You see somebody on the side of the road and they're begging for money. That song said that I may help a neighbor in need. I may help somebody. And there's a war on the inside. Should I give or should I not? Should I do or should I not? There's a conflict on the inside. Friends, tonight, should I go to church? Should I not go to church? Should I do this? Should I not? Sister Tracy, this morning when you got up and you said what God had put on your heart, I'm sure there was a war on the inside. There was a conflict, something telling you to shut up and sit down, and something telling you to speak. Brother Brent, this morning when you stood up, I'm sure there's a conflict on the inside, something telling you to speak, something telling you to shut up. Brother Cagle, this morning when you stood up, there was a conflict on the inside. You said that your heart was beaten out tonight, that this morning, to either tell or not to tell. See, we war daily in our mind and in our heart. If I get up and say something, how stupid I'm going to look. If I get up and do this, how stupid am I going to look? But I want you to know, he says in your flesh and in you there is nothing good. And when you want to brag on Jesus Christ, you know who is bragging? It ain't you and it ain't me, but it's the Holy Ghost inside of us wanting to brag on Jesus. Holy Ghost won't never brag on himself. He always brags on Jesus. You find a carnal man that says he's born again and he always brags on himself, watch him. You watch him. You be careful. If it's all about I, you watch that man. You watch that woman. Hey, if they're getting all the self-glory and they're getting all the self-gratification, you watch that individual. It ain't never been about me. It's always been about him. In me's no good at all. It's all in him. Amen. Oh, and he says that the carnal man we know loves sin. The carnal man, that conflict comes in. When you got saved, before I got saved, there never was a conflict about going to church. I just didn't go. Just didn't go. Before I got saved, there's never a conflict about putting money in the offering plate. Never put none in. Can I get a witness? Before I was saved, there never was a conflict. You know, what I'm trying to tell you is when you get born again, there comes a conflict in your life because there's a conflict of interest. The Spirit says, do it, and the carnal man says, I don't know about it. The Spirit says, go, and the carnal man says, I don't know about it. It's going to cost me if I go. It's going to cost me if I do that. It's going to cost me. Friends, tonight, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost me something. It cost him on the cross, and it's going to cost us to follow him. So tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is that carnal man, there's a conflict on the inside. You want to do so bad, but you don't know what to do. And Paul says here that conflict that comes inside of a believer tonight, you make sure that struggle that's within, you get it under bay. Because if you always let the other side win, you'll never do what you're supposed to do for Jesus Christ. If you're always on the side of caution, you're in trouble. Listen to me. If you're always on the side of caution, well, I don't know. I'd be better not to say nothing than to say anything at all. Somebody's got to say something. And it might as well be you. And it might as well be me. He says, now, let's look at the conflict that's on the inside tonight. I want to show you this, the conflict within the carnal man that craves sin. The carnal man has nothing good within in verse number 18. But I want to show you this right here in verse number 19. The spiritual and carnal will not get along. The spiritual man and the carnal man will not get along. He will not get along with you. He will not. There's going to be a battle to the day you die. You say, I got saved. I don't understand how some people gets born again. They popping around, they're happy, they're going around, never have a battle, never have no struggle, just happy, all go lucky. I don't understand that. There's a battle inside of me. There's a carnal war going on inside of my mind, warring with my members, telling me it's okay to do this, but the Bible says not to. The Bible says you can't do this. You can't go this way. You got to line up with the Word of God and do what the Word of God tells me to do, and there's a battle on the inside. And tonight, as I read in this text tonight, let me show you this. He says in verse 19, for the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. What I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Man, what I don't want to do. What I want to do for God. What I want to do, I find myself not doing. And what I don't want to get caught up in, I find myself right in the middle of it. Can I get a witness tonight? Folks, tonight, that's a war you're going to deal with to the day you die. I wish I could tell you something different. I wish I could tell you, hey, it's all going to be roses and good, but it ain't going to be. There's going to be a war constant on the inside. If Apostle Paul, if he had that constant war and that clashing of the spirit and the carnal all the time, we're going to have that. We're going to have that. Turn with me, if you will, to Galatians chapter number 5 in verse number 17 tonight. We're talking about that war that's on the inside that's going on, that struggle with sin within. And it's got a, there's a conflict that goes on the inside. There's a conflict that takes place. And look what he says in Galatians 5, 17. This morning before we got ready to come to church, I sat at the table and I was sitting there studying, getting ready and prepared. And we're talking about a conflict. I fight no Satan tooth now, Brother Keith. Man, I'm talking about we're battling out in there. And I'm talking about I was just preaching that thing away in the Randy was done in the shower. I was preaching that thing away. I was hammering that table. I was putting that thing. I was telling Satan, you ain't nothing but a liar. You ain't nothing but a thief. You ain't nothing good in you. All of a sudden, Kaylee sticks her head out. And she said, who are you in there with? I said, I'm just in here. That's me and Jesus loving one another. We telling old Satan, he's a defeated foe. He ain't got no room in here. He ain't got no room at the church. He's got to flee at the name of Jesus. Hey, she stuck that head around that corner. I thought she was in the shower. I didn't think she was going to hear me. She peeked that head around. She said, who are you in there pointing that finger at? I said, I'm pointing at Satan, and I'm telling him he is a loser in Jesus' name. You think I just preach that way here? Son, it don't matter. We'll get on in the living room, the kitchen, wherever it is. You see, he don't pick where he wants to fight. He just fights. Only fight him at church. Bless God. You got it made in here. Set your eating table and kick that old Bible open. There's a conflict. Conflict going on. There's a war going on. And the more that I get to that place in my life, and you do too, the more I get there with God and I leave the world, try to leave the world behind and get closer to God, the conflict gets harder and harder. Because I don't line up with the world, and you don't neither. You don't neither. This is an amazing Sunday night crowd. Amazing Sunday night crowd. But I want you to know, if you don't get that conflict under control and let God win it for you, this crowd will dwindle. It's a conflict. He don't want you here tonight. Hey, we went to 12:40 this morning. Hey, we got two services in one. If you're at your workplace, you got overtime this morning. In the spirit, you got overtime. Man, you know what dividends I paid into you this morning? You got time and a half this morning. You got time and a half. When we went over 12 o'clock, praise God, hallelujah. Preacher wasn't even preaching, but the main preacher sat down, amen? So we got what? We got time and a half. Think about what you just put up in heaven this morning for staying over 40 minutes. Listen to me. I'm telling you this, there's a battle going on. There's a battle. And you know how many people lost a battle this afternoon? Do you know how many lost? Man, the house, look at the house. Look at it. You know how many lost the battle? Well, I didn't put my time in this morning. We went overtime. So I can break off in the evening. There's a war. There's a war. There's a war. You know what? I'm going to run this little rabbit. We'll just run it. Usually get me, you'll run a rabbit. Amen. Used to, there wasn't no ball playing on Sunday. Can I get a witness? Wasn't no ball playing on Sunday. Wednesday night, wasn't no ball playing. Wasn't no practicing on Wednesday night. The house of God was sacred and people went to it. But now there's a conflict. There's a war between the, preachers, calm down. That's the problem now. Too many's calmed down. Oh, there's a conflict going on the inside. Man, I wore the same thing you do. I wore the same thing you do, man. Tom Brady's going to be in Atlanta for long on Sunday. You don't look at me like that. Hey, I'm human too. I wanted to go watch him. And I asked Kaylee, I said, What do you think? Her and Brandy was in the car. I said, it's conflict of interest, Brother Keith. But there is conflict of interest. It's going to be at 12 o'clock on Sunday. And I like old Tom Brady. Got a shirt, Brady on back of it. Wear it around everywhere. Okay. I said, I wonder what it would look like. You ever get to wondering, it don't look good. I wonder what it looked like if I left church on Sunday. Listen to me, folks. Listen to me. I wonder what it'd look like if I went to Atlanta on Sunday morning at 12 o'clock. Watch, but ain't gonna hurt nothing. Ain't gonna hurt one thing. Go over and watch him play, Brother JD. Ain't gonna hurt one thing. I ain't gonna drink. I ain't gonna run around on my wife. I ain't gonna do on my wife. I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm just going to a ball game to get a little pleasure. From something I like to do. It ain't going to hurt a thing. And when I asked them that question, the answer come back to me before they ever gave it, because the Holy Ghost gave it to me. He said, yeah, it wouldn't hurt a thing, but you ain't where you're supposed to be. Ain't going to hurt a thing, but it ain't where you're supposed to be. There's a conflict of interest. shepherd get out there doing that on Sunday, won't be long. The flock think they can do it on Sunday. Can I get a witness this afternoon? I said, what hurt nothing? He's going to be out there in Atlanta about 4 hours and he got to rent a motel. You see what Satan does? He'll paint that thing up, make it so pretty, lay it right there in your lap, get so close to home. Folks, this afternoon, don't you know there's a conflict, there's a war between the spiritual and the carnal. He's wanting to kill you and he's wanting to kill me. Let me show you this in Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 17, if you will, what the Bible says. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Alcoholic man wants to drink a beer. He's been born again. It don't go down the way it used to. Man used to run around with his wife. Can't run around no more because it don't fit like it used to. Drug addict can't do drugs no more because it don't fit like it used to. Why? Because there's a war on the inside with a born-again believer. You say, you just pick that stuff up. Let's keep reading right here in verse number 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, various emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like of these which I tell you before and have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I didn't write it, I just read it. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Folks that are not a born-again believer, them things shouldn't be in their life. Shouldn't be in their life. What should be in their life? You read on down, but the fruit of the Spirit's love. Man, love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is self-control. Against such there is no law. You know, you can't love somebody too much. You can't. You can love them all you want to. You'll never get in trouble with the law for loving somebody. You can love them there. You can be happy all you want. You'll never get in trouble being happy. Y'all see all these wrinkles right here? I ain't going there. You know what Kaylee told me? I said, babe, you see these? She got one of them mirrors that got lights around it. If you ain't got a girl, you'll know what I'm talking about one day. And when you get in the light, everything's more brighter. Same way that book is, that's your light. You get brighter. And as I got in that mirror, I was like, man, what's that? What's all that? And then I said, what's that? Come on, listen to me now. And she gave me a good thing. She said, Daddy, you know why all them wrinkles are there? I was like to myself, you better be careful. I know you're 17, but you're going to be 18. You better be careful. She said, if you quit smiling so much, wrinkle me all you want, a smiling what done it. Folks, I want you to know there's a conflict on the inside, and it's a war going on. And Paul said not only is there a conflict within, but let me show you this in the text as we go back to verse number 20. There's a conflict within because there's a control within. The control over sin is within. Not only there's a conflict, but look in verse 20 at the control. Now if I do, in verse chapter 7, verse number 20, now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I'm going to slow down and give you this. If we don't confess our sins, it will control us. As a born-again believer, you let sin pile up, you will be controlled by your sin. It's just the way it is. Let sin continue to build up in your life, and sin will control you. The sensitivity that you had once to the Spirit will not be as sensitive as it is in your life when you keep sin confessed. He says that sin, look with me in the text in verse number 20, he says that sin dwelleth. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more the I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. When sin dwells in an individual, sin will destroy an individual. Sin destroys homes, sin destroys your health, and sin destroys the heart of an individual. Tonight, I want you to know that heart that once was tender and so soft for a born-again believer tonight, you let sin continue to grow in your life, you let it continue to manifest itself in your life, that heart will get hard that once was tender. And I don't want that, do you? I want my heart to be tender. And he says this, in first, sin will not depart until it's confessed. Until you confess it, sin will never leave your life. Won't. If you have sin, you know what you've done, and you say, I'm just going to forget about it, it'll still be there. I'm going to hide it, it'll still be there. Because see, there's a conflict. It ain't supposed to be in your life. Even though we sin, as born again believers, we sin, we keep it confessed. We keep it confessed. We keep it confessed. Who do you confess it to, you preacher? No, it won't do you a bit of good. Confess it to your preacher won't do a bit of good. Who do you confess it to? God Almighty. Jesus Christ. You confess your sins. If you don't confess your sins, they'll never flee. When you confess them sins, you say, Lord God, I've messed up. I've done wrong. Here you go. Laid it out before him. You know what he'll do? He'll forgive you. Turn with me, if you will, this afternoon to 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 9. I want to show you this. 1 John 1, 9, we're talking about the conflict within, the control within. In 1 John 1, 9, the Bible says, can I just stop right here for a minute? I just got to share this with you. If you don't confess it, he can't forgive it. Listen to me tonight. Listen to me. If you don't confess it, he can't forgive it. That's Bible. Have you ever been praying and it just come in your mind, you know something's up, and you're like, I shun away from that part of the prayer? Look what he says here. If we confess our sins, 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, talking about the saved man, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. If we confess it, it's no longer, we have nothing else to do with it. We've confessed it. Now it's on him. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say in verse 10 that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. Last week on Thursday, my aunt had open heart surgery. We sat out in the parking lot and we couldn't go in. And they called and they said they done put her to sleep and then opened that heart, opened that chest up and working on the heart. And then they called back and said they put her on the bypass. That means your heart, they're working on your heart and you're wearing it off a machine. And then they called back and said, the heart's good. We got it ready. It's completely restored. It's healthy. It's good. And when they said that, I got thinking, in Tupelo, Mississippi, just right over yonder, Birmingham, Alabama, everywhere you've been, and you know heart doctors that works on people, they can take the heart out, they can work on the heart, they can fix the heart, they can redo the heart, they can make the heart beat again, they can do all these things as a man. But there's one thing that a man can't do. He cannot fix a broken heart. He might put a vein out of your leg into your heart. He might take a vein out of your arm. He might take a vein out of anywhere and get that thing back to beating. But only Jesus Christ can fix a broken heart. Only he can fix it. He says if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. As we got riding home, my mom was sitting over there and I was thinking about that. I've never had open heart surgery. Several in this room has, never had it. And if you've had open heart surgery, if it's true what I'm going to say, you amen it. If it ain't, I'll know it's not true. As serious as an open heart surgery is, and the pain that goes with it, it's not near the pain than a spiritual broken heart. Brother Harold, you got over open heart surgery. Right? I'm sure that's not near the pain as times in your life where your spiritual heart's been broken. No. Why? Because there's a conflict on the inside. And if Satan can keep us destroyed spiritually, he wants to win the battle. Tonight, it's within, folks, the battle that we war and rage with tonight. There's a conflict on the inside. There's a control on the inside. How's it going to fix spiritually? For a born-again believer, there's got to be a cry that comes from the inside. Not crying wolf. I'm not talking about you being caught and you just cry wolf. That's not repentance. No. Listen to me tonight. If I ever told you the truth, I'm telling you the truth. Crying wolf won't fix a broken spiritual heart. Crying wolf won't do it. Just because you've been caught up with and you just cry wolf. Little tears, little snot, that's useless. But I'm talking about when the cry comes within. Deep. Deep. You know that no man's caught you. But the man, Christ Jesus, you've met up with him. And that conflict and that control that's going on the inside that's trying to store you, it turns into a cry out. And it comes from within. Paul says here, if you look in your book, he says here, Oh, have you ever been there? I'm talking about war so deep and so hard, and it's on you, and you know you're caught up in it. You say, oh, wretched man that I am. Man, that cry comes deep within. And Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? You see, he wanted delivered out. Folks, tonight as a church, even though you're saved, you still get to the place, and I get there as well, where I cry from deep within, oh, wretched man that I am. Because see, on this walk of life that we get on, that struggle of sin within, we get to the place where we think, I got this. Jesus, I'll call on you in a little bit. I got it right now. Then before you know it, you ain't got nothing. You ain't holding on to nothing. You in trouble. You used to be, and now you just show up. Can I get a witness? You used to be, but now you're just a shell going through the motions. Let me show you that cry that comes from within. Look what he says tonight. Verse 23, the Bible says, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. Man, it's in the mind. Man, it's in that mind. And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He got here, he cried from within. I want you to get this, that cry for freedom. Oh, wretched man that I am, you wanted to be free. You say, what are you talking about being free? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You can still put yourself under captivity. The carnal man can still put you under captivity. We walk in freedom by the blood of Jesus Christ. The cry for freedom, verse 24, the cry for deliverance. Who shall save me from me? Who shall save me from me? My worstest enemy is me. My biggest problem is me. My biggest failure is me. The biggest letdown in my life is me. Because sometimes I want it to be all about me. A little word called pride will swell up. Tonight I know I'm talking to the core, but I know Paul, he was a mighty man of God. And he said his biggest problem was him. Tonight I want you to understand this tonight. That conflict that comes from within is a war going on. And that control is from within. Tonight you may be sitting here happy as happy can be, smiling, and a war going on the inside. You know if you don't get control of it, it's fixing to destroy everything about you. There's a conflict. There's a control within that needs to be taken care of. There's a cry that comes from within. But I see in verse 25, and I want you to understand this, and I don't want to take it out of context. The struggle with sin is from within. And what you have in your life to defeat sin is already within. Y'all hear me now, don't you? It's not you, but it's living inside of you. It's not you, and it's not me, but it's living inside of me. You see, that cure is going to come. This is for born again believer. That cure is going to come from within. That Holy Ghost is living inside of you. And you've either squashed him, suppressed him, pushed him down, make his head, get out. I'm going to do it my way. And he keeps wanting to come up. And the only way you're going to be free from that struggle within is from letting that cure come from within. Where you take it off of him and you say, okay, I give up. I know I'm saved, but I give up. I'm not going to struggle in this right now. Have your way in my life. What Paul says in verse 25, he says, I thank God. Where'd that come from? Come from within. He was born again. He said, I thank God. It come from within. Little detour term. Hey, some of you in here tonight, including your pastor, you need to start talking to yourself. You need to start talking to yourself. You need to start speaking life on yourself. Instead of always doom and gloom and I can't and I don't know how, start speaking and start saying, I thank God. You see, you start talking to yourself and you start saying, Lord God, I know I can't, but I know you can. And you start repeating that in your mind. I can't, but God can. I can't, but God can. I can't, but God can. You know what? Long, it won't be long you realize you can't, but God can. Paul said, I thank God, look at verse here, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. If he'd have stopped at the beginning, you'd think you'd never get over it. But he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you are saved, the cure for sin is already within you. Tap into it. You're going to have to talk to yourself about God. Get over that struggle that's on the inside. I'm telling you, he's already living inside of you. You got to allow him to speak, and you got to start talking. You got to start saying, "Greater is He. I know that God can. That God can. The struggle with sin within. It's what D.L. Moody said. Listen to this. D.L. Moody said this in one of my devotion books. D.L. Moody said this. There's a struggle. There's three kinds of faith that we rely on. There's the struggling faith. You struggle all day long, night, day, you struggle. There's a struggle going on. D.L. Moody said there's a struggling faith. That's just a struggle, day and night. Struggle. He said then there's a clinging faith. You feel like you're just holding on. All you're doing is just holding on. You can slip and fall any minute. He said, but then there's that resting faith. The one that has a struggling faith has got the same problem the one that's got the clinging to faith. The one that's got the clinging faith has got the same kind of problem the struggling faith's got. The one that's got the resting faith has got the same problems and troubles the other one's got. The only difference is who they're resting in. The one that's struggling and said, I can't, is resting in, because you said, I can't. And that's true, you can't. You're resting in yourself. That's why that struggle with sin within is eating you slap alive because you're struggling. The one that's clinging on, holding on, scratching all they can do, it's because you're the one holding on. But I've learned something. That rest in faith. God, I can't do no more. Done all I can do. If I'm going to walk the life you've called me to walk, I'm going to have to put it all on you. And he said, I've been waiting on that the whole time anyway. He said, I done told you, come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Tonight I would ask you a question. If you've been struggling, I'm talking about struggling with sin that's within, why not get to a place this week where you say, I know I can't, but God can. And I'm going to start telling myself that the blood of Jesus Christ is enough. This coming up Sunday will be 18 years since I got in trouble. 18 years. I wish I could tell you I was 18 years clean, but I'm not. I'm only 14. See, jail didn't change me. Rehab didn't change me. Just the blood of Jesus Christ is what changed me. And I struggle daily. But this month right here, next Sunday, there's going to be a struggle all week long. I pretty much guarantee you that. Oh, Satan, he loves to poke a little bit. But I do know this, I'm not clinging on to nothing I can do. I'm resting in the arms of Jesus Christ. If it was up to me, I wouldn't be 14 years clean. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even be clean. Listen to me. Listen to me. Because there's a struggle daily on the inside. Never let your position think it'll overdo the struggle that you've got going on. Never put a position and say, I got this. You don't believe me? You look at men and women, 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and something that long called a cigarette got a hold on. Something that long controls their life. Something that long will control their life. You look at a dope head, something big as your thumbnail controls their life. You look at an alcoholic, a bottle ain't that big, got control. They're a whole lot bigger than them. Huh? They're a whole lot bigger than that issue. But it's got control on them. It's got control. It's got a hold on them. Well, I quit if I want to. You couldn't quit if you wanted to. You lay it down for a while. But only the blood of Jesus Christ will remove it. Tonight I tell you that because I love you. There's a struggle going on the within. And the only way that struggle is going to be took care of is when we get to the place in our life, we say, Lord God, I'm resting in the finished work on the cross of Calvary. Wash me. Make me new. You know when David committed adultery, you know what? He didn't get saved again. He didn't get saved again. You know what he did? He said, I acknowledge my sin. It's before me. Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Tonight, as a born-again believer, I ask you, where are you at with Jesus? We're going to stand right where we're at tonight, Sister Denise. We're going to sing whatever you feel led to sing tonight. But I bring you that word to tell you this. There's a struggle in everybody's life. Everybody in this room has a struggle. And it's what you're going to do with that struggle. What you're going to do with that struggle that's within. Father, I love you tonight, and I thank you so much for allowing me to preach this word tonight. Lord, I thank you for the book of Romans. I thank you tonight, Father God, that struggle that's within, what I know not to do, I do. Father, it's just a struggle that goes on. But I know tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ, once I confess my sin and I acknowledge it before you, Father, that sin is cast as far as the east is from the west. No longer to be reminded, no longer to be picked up. And I pray it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. As we sing tonight.